It is time for our Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. But we'd like to say the one place to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our region. And it's time once again to say hello to Mark Williams. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
And it's nice to hear you as well, Marshall. It's lovely to be here. And the summer continues at a hell of a pace, one way and another. We are having fun.
All right, we'll start off on July 25th, actually something that goes through August the 4th. All I'll say is Chef Harry.
Yes, up in Williamstown at the Williamstown Theatre Festival, they are starting on July the 25th a new play called Seared. And you're absolutely correct. The story is about Chef Harry. And he has he's a genius in the kitchen. His business partner, Mike, wants to expand their restaurant, but Harry sees that as selling out. This sounds like a typical chef issue in so many businesses. Anyway, they bring in a very shrewd consultant to make the case for expansion. And then the story goes that Harry boils over, as it were. Anyway, it sounds a fun play. Go and enjoy it, and then you will be able to see whether their most devoted employee can really help put the lid back on the whole story and get Harry back in line, and what the solution is. The Williamstown Theatre Festival brought in Moritz von Stuhlnagel, who is a Tony Award nominee director, and he has been he is directing this comedy. It's written by Teresa Rebeck, and she's really well known as well. So Williamstown Theatre Festival are really putting on some great plays this year, and this sounds like it fits well into the whole group of them as well. So check out their website for the exact times and details, and you probably will need to make a reservation pretty soon because this is going to be a popular play.
On July 25th, let's head to Richmond for a Midsummer Night's Cocktail Party.
Yes, yes. We've talked about Wham Theatre on many occasions between the two of us. And this in Richmond at the Berkshire Equestrian Center is a Midsummer's Night cocktail party and gala to support Wham Theatre. This is their big 2018 gala. And it's going to be obviously one of these tremendous parties with music and entertainment and food and drink. And there's going to be a silent auction. There'll be a live auction, all sorts of things like that, which is great fun. And actually, just a couple of things. The evenings, the guests will get a really exclusive premiere performance of the 2018 cohort of the Girls Ensemble, who have devised a play. And it's worthwhile talking about this because Wham Theatre has really been great in bringing in young people and educating them in theatre operations. So the Girls Ensemble is every year. It's a performance group for young people. It's composed of girls aged between 13 and 18. The criteria for performance is basically to be enthusiastic and have some sort of creative impulse. And each year, the ensemble creates an original performance using what they call devised theatre methods. And devised theatre is a really collaborative process where an ensemble uses a whole series of techniques like writing, improvisation, games, movement, brainstorming, all those sort of things to create an original performance and develop a play. And then they get to perform it with full production values. And I think that's quite important. So they are taken really seriously. They get to perform it in public audiences. This year, there are 12 participants from all around the region, 5 different towns, 8 different schools, and they're creating an original piece around the theme of justice. So that will be at the gala, and I think it will be really interesting to see how that's developed. It's interesting also, just a bit of background on Wham itself. In 2010, the two co-founders, Kristin van Grinhoven and Lee Strimbeck, and Kristin is still on as the Wham artistic director, they both read a book called Half the Sky, Turning Oppression into Opportunity for Women Worldwide. It's a book by Nicholas Kristof and Cheryl Rudan, and it really was so inspiring for them. They founded WAM Theatre as a way to use theatre as philanthropy for women and girls. So they give away a very substantial chunk of their proceeds in each of the plays to women's and girls' causes all around the world. So it's really inspiring. And so if this story inspires you, then please go along to their gala and support them that way. But if you don't get a chance to do that, then maybe in the next 12 months or so, you'll be able to get an opportunity to go to one of their WAM theatre events and also contribute that way as well and have a fun evening. So anyway, the gala starts, it's Wednesday the 25th at the Berkshire Equestrian Centre and starts at 5:30 in the evening.
Okay, now let's head to West Stockbridge for the 27th and 28th.
Yes, I'm glad you brought this one up because it's always good to talk about a major new artistic and cultural venue in the area. And the Turn Park Art Space in West Stockbridge is actually the host for the for a dance that's coming up from the Tom Gold Dance Company. They're returning, I guess, for the fourth consecutive summer with a couple of different performances, including a new work by the company founder and director Tom Gold. And it's all in the Turn Park's outdoor stone amphitheater. And the Turn Park is new, but it's really becoming part of the cultural landscape, both in the Robin Hood and Rural Intelligence region. So basically, it is a very big sculpture park. It was several years ago, Igor Gromberg and Katya Brzezinov had the idea of creating a sculpture park as a space that unites people and inspires them. And the first sculpture park in the park was really significant because it's about Don Quixote. Anyway, their philosophy is not about collecting pieces of art, but rather is to create a community of interested people who really love sculpture and who want to be inspired. So if you're curious or open-minded, you can go to the dance, Tom Gold Dance, which is on the 27th and 28th. But you really also get a great opportunity to look at the Turn Park Art Space there in West Stockbridge. So check out their website again for the times of the dance as well. So that should be great fun up in West Stockbridge.
27th, 28th, and 29th, let's head to Pittsfield.
Yes, well, this is always really popular, starting on the Friday the 27th. And I mention it, and people love to know about this, because the outlet at Pine Cone Hill in Pittsfield is having their summer clearance and furniture sale. And these sales really are tremendous. There's some unique pieces from the Annie Selke Home Collection of upholstered furniture. It includes things like sort of sofas and chairs and rugs and headboards and ottomans. And they are really substantially reduced in price. And then there's a whole series of other home decor and side tables and props that are for sale as well. So it really is a great sale. And if you're looking to furnish your home reasonably at a reasonable price, then do check it out. It's both Friday and Saturday. It's starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Sunday's a bit short, starts at 12. And check it out on Rural. You can get to all the details via Rural Intelligence as well, or go directly to the Pinecone Hill outlet website as well.
On July 27th, we can go to the Movie House in Millerton, New York for an interesting event.
Yeah, I saw this, and it looks the Movie House is having more and more of these screenings with where they bring in the director. And on Friday the 27th, they're bringing in Lisa Imordino Vreeland, who's going to be screening her new documentary about Cecil Beaton, which is called Love, Cecil. And then it will be followed by a question and answer session. The film itself starts at 7 o'clock in the evening, but I'll come back to that in a minute. I don't know whether a lot of people have come across Cecil Beaton, but he was really an amazing, dazzling chronicler and photographer of his time. He was one of the sort of the key arbiters of taste in the second half of the 20th century. He photographed everything from the Bright Young Things to the front lines in the Second World War. He was a photographer for Vogue. He was the Queen's official photographer as well. So he was there sort of chronicling history in a dramatic way and fashion. And it was really, so this is a warm, but nevertheless in places critical portrait of Cecil Beaton. And there's an immense amount of archival footage and photographs, which Lisa Vreeland has been able to use for this film. And then the other thing was that he wrote these amazing diaries, and so she's been able to incorporate this in the film as well. And if you're a member of the Movie House supporters, and I would really urge you to become one as well, the evening starts with a reception and a book signing with Lisa Vreeland at 6 o'clock in the evening. But the film itself starts at 7. Do check it out. I think it will be a really fascinating history of the second half of the 20th century, if not a little before.
We'll head north now on the 27th to Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah, the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield is having a big gala party, and it's called Galaxy, I guess, Party in the Cosmos. And this is an important one because they have a really innovative educational program, and they provide more than 29,000 experiences, both in the museum and in local schools. And of course, this program really needs to be supported and nurtured. What they're doing is they have a tremendous contemporary glass exhibition by the artist Josh Simpson. And in and around that glass exhibition, they are going to have a big gala. It really is always fun at the Berkshire Museum because there will be cocktails, there will be hors d'oeuvres, there will be a wonderful dinner, which is actually catered by the marketplace, which we love. They're going to be live and silent auctions, and there's a big dance party with DJ BFG as well. That's going to be a big evening at the Berkshire Museum on the Friday, the 27th, starting at 6 o'clock in the evening.
The 28th and 29th, the Litchfield Jazz Festival with new dates this year.
Yes. This is the 23rd annual festival, and there'll be performances from the Emmett Cohen Trio with Jimmy Cobb. There's going to be the Jeff Tane Watts Trio, but Dan Brubeck, Orrin Evans, Jane Bunnett and Marquette, many, many more. You'll have to go to their website for all of the details. On Saturday morning, there's going to be a big jazz brunch, which kicks the whole thing off. So do check out their website for details and make your reservations. I think there'll be some great jazz for all the jazz lovers in our area.
On the 28th, let's head to Cornwall, Connecticut, the Cornwall Library.
Yeah, I had to sort of, this is a slight sort of side, but really it's an amazing thing. So Cornwall Library in Cornwall has got a lecture on Saturday afternoon because Superman is turning 80 this year. He's looking good for his age. Anyway, his legacy really continues to loom large. It's amazing how it has captured the imagination for so long. Nat Homer is going to be giving the lecture. He's going to be looking back at the history of the character and the industry from which he emerged. And I guess it will be Nat will be in a position to talk about over 100 years of comic book history. He's going to be talking about why comic books are so successful in developing this visual language, I guess, that makes comic books unique and engaging. So that's fine. I just thought it would be a fun thing to go to on Saturday afternoon, 5 o'clock, in the Cornwall Library. That's on the Saturday, the 28th.
We will move on to North Adams on the 28th.
This is great fun. Get a chance to North Adams to Greylock Works on Saturday the 28th. And basically, in Rural Intelligence, we really pride ourselves on bringing you news of the latest in local food trends. Well, frankly, this heirloom festival, which is coming up on Saturday the 28th at Greylock, is a festival of artisans, of curators, chefs, and farmers. And they're making our job of bringing all this news to you incredibly easy because all you have to do is go to Greylock Works in North Adams on Saturday, and you'll see so many of them represented there. So just as a bit of background, in 2015, two architects and developers, Carla Rothstein and Salvatore Perry, brought a 240,000 square foot former spinning mill. And their whole idea has been to create a space for food-based entrepreneurial projects. Heirloom is part of that vision. This is their second, by the way, this is the second such event. Listeners may remember that we talked about one just before Christmas called Festive, which was a big holiday craft market and food fair last November. It was an amazing success. And they are going to, that what they've done this time is they've combined with Berkshire Grown and Story Publishing, who are both actually located down the street in at the Massmoka complex, and they are combining with them on this Heirloom project, and they've created programming. Story Publishing has provided authors and chefs and demos and talks and tastings, whilst Berkshire Grown is helping to bring in some of the farmers and producers. So it really will be a really impressive day at Greylock Works, and you'll get a chance to do all sorts of tastings, and the distillers will be there and the artisans will be there. Anyway, it will be, we've done a full story in Rural Intelligence this week about it. So do go to Rural Intelligence and read about who's going to be there and all about the event as well. It starts at 10:30. On Saturday, July the 28th, up there at Greylock Works in North Adams.
Next, up on the 28th, how about a open house, a studio and garden in Stanfordville?
Yeah, this caught my attention because I've never come across this before, and I thought I knew a lot of what's going on. So in Stanfordville, the Conrad Levinson Sculpture Studio and Garden is holding an open house on Saturday, July the 28th. It's going to be a big midsummer celebration with food and drink, and there's going to be live music as well, and everyone's welcome to go along. And I had not come across this before, but I did some research, and the sculptor, Conrad Levinson, salvages scrap materials and obsolete objects and then repurposes them, as it were, and recomposes them into works of art, often sort of combining them in completely unusual and unexpected ways. And he tries to develop sculptures that sort of evoke the former times and places and unique character of their source materials. So essentially, he's trying to get these sculptures to tell stories. And by the way, some of these sculptures are absolutely enormous, and then some of them are very, very intimate as well. So it's some tiny ones as well. So all sorts of, and they're displayed indoors and outdoors. And it just looks like if you're in the area of Stanfordville and you love sculpture and you are looking for an interesting afternoon out, this looks like it could be a really great fun event. It starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And as I say, there's going to be some live music and food and drink as well. That's in Stanfordville at the Conrad Levinson Sculpture Studio and Garden. So click through from Rural Intelligence to get all the details there.
We'll head over to Hillsdale, New York on the 28th, the Supertone Music Festival.
Yes, the Rocliffe Jansen Park is really the location for another great music festival. It's a day-long music festival. It features all sort of wild and wonderful groups like the Bat Fangs, Lonesome Doves, Thelma and the Sleaze, Jim Crewson and more. Of course, as you would expect in Hillsdale, there's going to be a lot of farm-to-table food. There's going to be local beer. Some visual arts are going to be around and some craft vendors as well. It all starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it will go on late at the Rocliffe Jansen Park. That's on Saturday, July the 28th.
Annandale on Hudson is the next stop here on our Rural Intelligence Report on the 28th.
Yeah, we're all over the place. And this one I thought was particularly relevant because I think last week or the week before, we talked about the fact that the Broadway icon Chita Rivera was at the Williamstown Theatre Festival doing an evening of entertainment. And, well, if you were unable to get up to Williamstown to see her, on Saturday, July the 28th, at Bard Summerscape in Annandale on Hudson, she's going to be there, and she's going to be accompanied by her longtime trio. They're going to be recreating moments from her It's an amazing career, really, including numbers from West Side Story, from Chicago, from Kiss of the Spider Woman, and others as well. Two shows at Bard Summerscape. One is at 7 o'clock in the evening, at 1 at 9:30. You'll have to go to their website to make a reservation. So do check it out. That's Saturday the 28th, Cheetah Rivera.
And how about this? We'll wrap things up at a blueberry festival.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It just seems only like a few weeks ago we were talking about rhubarb festivals, and we're already into blueberry season. Yes, Sunday, July the 29th in Austerlitz, they are holding their big blueberry festival. They do it every year. And as you would expect, sort of the morning starts off with a blueberry pancake breakfast. The day is going to be full of, you know, all sorts of fun things like a 19th century craft demo, the antiques for sale, music, activities for the kids. There's going to be animals there. They're bringing in those birds of prey, which is always fascinating to me. There's going to be a sheep shearing demonstration, craft vendors. The whole day, Austerlitz is really going to be hopping on Sunday, July the 29th. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning when you can get your breakfast, but it goes until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you're passing or in the region, definitely Austerlitz will be great fun on Sunday, July the 29th.
And that, my friends, is the end of another Rural Intelligence Report. Mark, we'll speak to you again next week.
I will look forward to it, Marshall. Thanks very much.